This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm with the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, and we're talking audiobooks. And Robin is really doing very well this week because I'm on board for all of the books she's been recommending.
Well, that is the idea. We want to be talking about interesting things. And today we're taking a little swerve to Napoleon, A Life Told in Gardens and Shadows.
Okay, that's novel.
Written by Ruth Skirr and read by Tanya Kubrick. This is a real biography of Napoleon Bonaparte.
Who knew he was a gardener?
Well, we find out a lot about his life through his absolute passion for gardens.
Whoa.
I knew that Empress Josephine had a fantastic garden, Malmaison, but we learn so much more about him, you know, how his sense of order and his sort of passion for having things laid out in a perfect way had to do with a lot of the gardens that he visited, that he wrote about, the gardens he had made, he made himself. So the whole idea of, I mean, we can sort of conceptualize the idea of Napoleon ordering up a garden to be made, but he also was a gardener from his earliest time as a young boy in boarding school.
My God. So the conqueror is a cultivator.
That's it. You see, gardens are very important.
Whoa. Talk about complicating an image.
Well, it's really interesting. First of all, this author, Ruth Skirr, teaches history and politics at Cambridge. She's a well-respected historian. This is a serious biography. And actually, I found out that there are more biographies of Napoleon than most other world figures. But this one is totally refreshing and unique because it's really about his relationship with gardens and the natural world. And yet, you know, the battles, it goes through his life with the battles and the various things that happened to him. And it's a fantastic approach.
My God, I'm gobsmacked. I really am. Let's hear a little.
We're going to be listening to Tanya Kubrick.
Who I don't know.
I do not know her either. I think she has done a few audiobooks. She has a lovely British voice, as we'll hear. And her French pronunciation is beautiful. So let's take it away with the clip.
Okay, here we go. This is Napoleon, wait for it, A Life Told in Gardens and Shadows by Ruth Skirr, read by Tanya Kubrick.
His first garden was not much bigger than a grave. At boarding school in Brienne-le-Château, between the ages of 9 and 15, Napoleone di Buonaparte was allocated a small plot of land. He could sit or lie down in it, learn to grow flowers and a few vegetables, nothing more. Other boys had similar allotments, lined up in rows like beds in dormitories or barracks. The school was one of 12 sponsored by the French state to prepare pupils for the military academy in Paris. It was run by monks, Les Minimes de Brienne, who considered gardening an educative pastime which would supplement the curriculum of French, Latin, mathematics, history, geography, music, drawing, and fencing. Some of the boys neglected their gardens, soon losing interest, letting them turn to dust or be overrun by brambles. But Bonaparte took enormous pride in his.
Oh, I like the quality of her voice.
Yes.
That's a voice I like listening to.
Lovely, light, very intriguing. You know, you get a sense of anticipation, like what's going to happen next.
But there's also a matter of factness. Yeah. I mean, it's not like she's Napoleon and his garden, you know?
Right. Anyway, it was so refreshing, so interesting. And I think people who love serious history will be intrigued, and people who love gardens. I'm so glad we discovered this audiobook and can recommend it.
And then there's me. I like both. Yes. My God, this is my week, Robin. Okay. We were talking about Napoleon, A Life in Gardens and Shadows by Ruth Skirr, read by Tanya Kubrick. Okay, Robin, thank you. I will talk to you tomorrow.
We will, Joe.
Honoré de Balzac's Colonel Chabert is part of a series of his novels known as the Human Comedy. Bill Holmwood's reading of this parody of French society is, as always, first class. And you can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.